I'm Mike Russo, and this is Sunday to Sunday on Monday. I'm Father Mike Russo, and it's Monday, June 11th. And my guests are Jenny Pryor, who is in Oakland, and Terrence Gargiulio, who is here in Monterey. Welcome, Jenny and Terrence.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
We want to introduce both of you to the Sunday to Sunday on Monday, where we do a little bit of recapping of what we saw at Mass yesterday and what we experienced, what we witnessed. Jenny, you were in Oakland, and where did you attend Mass?
Corpus Christi in Piedmont with Father Leo Edgerly as our pastor.
And what did you hear, and what did you experience at church yesterday?
The gospel message that I heard was one of hope, ultimately, although it didn't initially seem like it. Jesus arrived home with his apostles, and they were exhausted and famished. But rather than a warm welcome home, you recall the crowd was judgmental, and many of those gathered thought he was crazy or possessed because of his preaching and the miracle working. And I think we have our doubts today. You know, we may be afraid to give up our worldly possessions and follow God. But ultimately, the message is that if we do our best with the gifts God gave us, we will grow close to God like family and someday join him in his heavenly kingdom.
I should mention that Terrence is a world-class musician in his own right, and is also lead song at St. Carlos Cathedral here in Monterey. Terrence, what did you hear yesterday or experience at church?
Well, two things. I went to the 7:30 Mass, and we had the beautiful rite of welcome with the signing, and that has its own music and lyricism and gentleness of spirit, and I think the excitement of the community. I think the 7:30 Mass doesn't typically get the opportunity to meet and greet the RCIA since it's an earlier Mass. And there really was a sense of possibility and excitement with two people wanting to begin their walk in Christ. So that was one thing that really was special yesterday. And like Jenny, I mean, the gospel was powerful. St. Paul was powerful. I thought our priest, our pastor, Father Emil, really brought to alive what this blasphemy against the Spirit might be. It also painted a picture of this exhausted mother worried about her son trying to go in and get to him because he's just at the beginning of his ministry. And this sense of a coldness of heart, which is the blasphemy of not receiving mercy and forgiveness, that the worst thing that we could do is not open ourselves to the mercy of Christ, that's against the Spirit, which is to say that I'll be my own judge. I'll be like Judas hanging himself. I won't believe that I'm good enough or called by name by Christ. Those were two things that really were special about yesterday in my worship and praise.
And did the homily have a particular focus for you, Terrence or Jenny?
Yeah, for me, it was kind of picturing, visualizing. I think the priest helped me to visualize that here is this Jewish mother going to go find her son who, you know, she knows has started this weird job. You know, somehow he's put this shawl cape on and he's going to go around preaching the good news. And he's exhausted and he's healing and she's trying to get in to see him and see what's going on with her son. And Jesus in that stark moment saying, well, who are my brothers and sisters? Wait a minute. It's everyone. I have no place to rest my head. So I thought the priest with that imagery of what that early mother in early Israel, what that would have felt like, why she was going there, how he was responding to her. And that was really very valuable.
Jenny, were there other aspects of the Sunday liturgy yesterday at your church that also forwarded you, inspired you?
Well, I think Father Leo did a good job of helping us understand the sentiment of the times and how it was completely understandable that Jesus was this radical figure back then, and that the Jewish community didn't necessarily know how to react to it, especially the hierarchy and even Jesus' own mom. You know, here you had a man who spent time with the unwashed, the prostitutes, tax collectors, and he cured people, you know, seemingly a direct challenge to the will of God, who had allowed those very afflictions to disable the people who had them. So people had their doubts then. And you know, what I took from it was Jesus told the crowd that day, and he tells us now, "For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." And
this weekend was marked in many, there's much conversation this weekend and on the news, of course, with the sad deaths of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, yeah, and the whole issue of suicide. One aspect of yesterday's liturgy is that Jesus is stronger than our greatest fears and stronger than anything that holds us bound. That comes from Father Simone's piece in America Magazine. Were there mentions of these issues of depression and difficulty that people may be having, and how we as people of faith can address those inner demons that people do have?
Well, when Father Leo didn't mention anything about it in yesterday's sermon, but you know, I feel that there was a disconnect, obviously, with both of the celebrities that you mentioned, and that mm-hmm. without a close relationship with God, it's very hard to come to a satisfaction of why you're here on this earth. And I think Anthony Bourdain certainly struggled with that. You know, he had everything, but what he didn't have was a relationship with the Lord.
As far as we know, I mean, you know, in
well,
these are
I mean, everything I've read was that he was that he wasn't a person who believed in God.
Yeah, Terry, do you have any Terrence? Do you have any thought on that?
Yeah, I think Father Omar in the 7:30 Mass. He didn't use this word, but it's the word that came to mind as I listened to him speak and address these suicides and what was going on is that many people really are, and many aspects of our world are intractable. You know, people live in conditions of depression. People live in conditions that might not really face many options and many hopes in the ways of the world, at least. And that Christ is present in that, that it's not so much a wand that's going to make those situations somehow rosy and perfect, but that he's there in the suffering. He's there. And St. Paul's reading, I think, really did this, that which is unseen, you know, the way in which we have to walk in our faith, oftentimes without a lot of overt clear signals that wipe away the challenges that people face. And I thought that was a really good message that he also had for our inquirer and catechumen, you know, as they begin that journey, really putting some realism about the difficulties of walking the faith. As much as it's joyful and as much as we lock arms in community through the Eucharist, there is intractable realities, and Christ Christ faced those head on in his incarnation and certainly now in his sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Yeah, well, we pray that people see Jesus as a healer, essentially, as well as someone who preaches. I've often thought that the primary work that we have to do is to remember that he is stronger, and we need to address his him in a particular personal way, and also know that we have the myth of trying to live in a painless society, which despite all the drugs and everything else one can take to avoid confrontation with who you are as a person, it's that dialogue with the Lord that at least helps you to carry on your journey despite all those things that may touch us and burden us. So thank you very much for that conversation. Let's move into another piece of this Sunday to Sunday on Monday. And that's what we're doing for this website. Ginny, I should say, is our webmaster and content advisor and has been involved in this project from day one. Terrence has joined us to provide study guides to our offerings, primarily the video offerings that we currently are and very much involved in developing this coming season. Jenny, observations about Sunday to Sunday, since you're one of the founders?
As far as the website goes, I look forward to developing more and more content. And I think that our landing page could benefit from a larger picture and more color, more inviting. And you had sent an example of a page that you liked from another ministry. And I think we should look into always making our website as approachable and inviting as we can. So I'm looking into how we can do that.
Terrence, you're an expert on websites. So what do you think we could do with our website landing page to gain a greater viewership?
Always, I think, visually engaging, but most importantly, easy and fast for people to find their way into different pieces of information. So if someone is really wants to just get to the latest video, they should be able to do that. I think, searchability, again, looking at the different audiences, there might be some people like Ginny and myself who are strictly lay people who are not necessarily acting as preachers, but are really interested through a search to maybe reflect and meditate and use the website and its wonderful videos as a way of in our own prayer life and our own meditation and journaling and writing and whatnot. So I think a good search capability and a lot of good metadata around the content, so that people can navigate and find what they want quickly. And so I think more than even what we do visually, the engagement is this ease of which people can find what they are looking for, and for us to think about the different ways in which people will be working with the information and therefore make it extensible and easy to find.
One thing that you and Pope Francis have in common, Terrence, is at the end of his exhortations, he always composes a prayer, which I have always felt to be just perfect. And when I asked you to start working on these study guides, without even prompting it, you ended each of these little these wonderful engagements, study guides, with a prayer, which is the whole purpose of this, to have a more prayerful sense of who you are as a preacher, whether you're ordained or whether you're a deacon and ordained, lay person, man, woman, and youth minister. So I hope we continue that process to realize that after you get to Sunday to Sunday, have an opportunity to see great preachers, but also to be able to have that sense of witness in your own life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, my guests have been Terrence Guarigiulio here in Monterey, who is helping us with the Sunday to Sunday project. He also has his own, he's an author and of his own rank with his Making Stories books. We'll talk about that sometime in the future, how to witness and tell your story. Ginny is also a writer and journalist in the Bay Area, teaches at St. Mary's College, and has been a colleague of mine for many, many years. And she is writing a family history in good old Minnesota. So Ginny Pryor and Terrence Guarigiulio, thank you for being on Sunday to Sunday. This is Father Mike Russo. You're listening to Sunday to Sunday on Monday.